da 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 da
God is shame, 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 God is sh Chaver remembers, but the first thing that Ben ever played for us, I think, played with us, was Am Kadosh Yeshivi. So it's good to go back to that Negin Baruch Hashem. Remember that? We asked him to play one. That's the one.
Nisan.
Starting again. There's a very nice idea that I heard from Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. Zachus Yogan Elena was a Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood who was unfortunately hurt in a very terrible bus accident in Meiron. Up north, the driver wasn't looking on the road and he ran to the front of the bus and he succumbed to his injuries around 10 months later. Happened like 4 or 5 years ago. Tremendous tzaddik. If you want your life to be changed, you'll get this. I don't like Adolin books. Like, it's just very hard to like relate to them, but there's certain ones that are just like hit you in the heart, and your heart just wants to be more and more like this person. So if you want your life to be changed, I'm not getting paid to say this, Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler, life of Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. So in that sefer, he writes a beautiful thing about Adar. You know, it's still 2 days left to Adar. So he says, why is it in the Mishnah, it says in Tainus, the same way that a Jew has to decrease his simcha when he goes into Av, you have to increase your simcha when you go into other, right? Kishim shemaat v'simcha kishenichnas v'av, kach marvim v'simcha kishenichnas v'other. So he says, the same way that a Jew would react, like if you go into Duggies during the 9 days, because they're usually making a seam there every night, not for now, but Baruch Hashem, they're making a seam.
On the hour.
Malam etzchus, Baruch Hashem, good place. We should be zoch to meet there, and hopefully there in Yerushalayim. Duggies in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
So he says that if you would see a Jew eating meat, not a Sephardi Jew, because they only hold Shavuot Shechal, but the Shulchan Aruch says, if you see a Jew eating meat during the 9 days, and not at a Siyam, how would you react? You would go nuts. You would say, what are you doing? I mean, hopefully you say, holy Yid, holy brother, holy brother. I don't know if you know, but it's the 9 days. So he says the same way that you would react to someone like that in the 3 weeks. He says, if you see someone who's not Besimcha and Adar, you have to tell him, no, you hold of the second, but you don't hold of the Av reaction, but you don't hold of the Simcha Adar. So we have two more days of to be able to tap into the Simcha, which is obviously connected very much to what Nisan's all about. I heard a great Maisa this morning from a great Rav. Great Maisa about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was staying at someone's house, Rav Moshe Feinstein, whose Yartzei was just a few weeks ago, his lawyer was on Tainus Esther, and he's staying in someone's house, and at 4 or 3 in the morning, they saw Rav Moshe playing like catch with this 3-year-old girl. I don't know, playing like roly-poly with this like 4-year-old girl. So they go over to the girl, like, oh my God, like, the Gadol Ador, he's playing, show him, he's playing roly-poly with the Gadol Ador. So they asked Rav Moshe, like, and they knew, like, what, like, I don't know if that she's disturbing you or not, but like, what's going on over here? So Rav Moshe said, at the end of the day, like, she knocked on my door. She wanted to go to sleep. I was actually sleeping in her bed. She wanted to go sleep in her own bed. So I told her that she could have her bed back. But then she asked me to play like roly poly with her at 4 in the morning. So nice, I played with her. You're talking about the Gadol Dor of Moshe Feinstein, Igros, yeah. Moshe. There's not a tshuva that everything that we do in Judaism that we hold by. And you're talking about 4 in the morning, yeah. And he goes out of his way to play roly-poly. So there's something very, very deep there. That's something I kind of want to analyze that Maisa. Someone who's so great, we had such a nava, such humility, that 4 in the morning, he's probably learning with Maisa, but still to be able to you know, bring oneself to be able to just to, you know, play ball with a little 4-year-old girl.
To give joy to a 4-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So I think it's really the message what we're going to try to focus on tonight. Pasuk says Vayikra Hashem al Moshe. If you look on page number 1 of the Divrei Yisrael, He writes from Rashi, we know that Rashi says that the word Vayikra is with a small aleph. I was once at the George Washington Bridge. I told the story today in class. My kids told me and thought I was nuts. Yeah. And I was going home from Teaneck to Washington Heights. And the girl I was with, not a date, she just happened to drive me. She was driving back to the Heights. And she asked, should I go in the lower level or upper level? So I said, always take the lower. And what did she do? Took the upper. We get into the upper level. I'm not sure if you've ever been to the upper level.
Full of trucks.
10:30 at night. Yeah. I said, oh, Rabbanu Shalom, what are you doing? I said, okay, no. So we're like sitting bumper to bumper. 20 minutes go by, 25 minutes go by. You're making small talk with someone just giving you a ride, you know? Classic small talk. Where are you from? What are you majoring in? One of those things. Yeah. And I look over to my right, and there's a Hasidish guy in a van. So I said to this girl, I said, roll down the window, or take it off safety lock. I don't know. I rolled down the window, and I honked at him. And I said, you know why there's a small aleph in Vayikra? So the guy's like, what? He's like, usually when you talk to someone, like asking for directions, or... Yeah. No, I'm like, no, you have to... It's Parshas Vayikra. It's Erev Shabbos, Thursday night, after L'chaim. I think it was Adam Frohn, who was L'chaim. I don't know if anyone knows him. Big Jets fan. Not for now.
L'chaim.
But that guy goes, no, why is there a small aleph? You can just imagine, you're on the GW. Yeah. The girl thinks I'm out of my mind. So he goes... So I say to him that the Baal Term says, I don't know if I said the Baal Term, but the Baal Term says that Vayikra is a small aleph because the Torah wants to be testified in Moshe's humility. That Hashem wasn't calling out to him. That Hashem calling out to Moshe. So the Gemara says it should have been just Vayikar that he happened upon Moshe, but Dafka put in the small aleph to show Moshe's anava, to show Moshe's humility. And we say good Shabbos and we went on our way. Why did I tell you that story? Not sure. It connects very much to this parsha and the small aleph. So what? But the Divrei Yisrael is going to say much deeper. He says, "Vayikra perish Rashi lashon chiba." He says at the end of the day, "Vayikra." When it says the word "Vayikra," it's a code word of tremendous love. Remez le'inyan she'amru Chazal. The Medrash says, "Kol aschal asaktanim b'sefer Vayikra." Why is it? It's actually brought down. But we should. This is actually what we do in the more hamish yeshivas. You're supposed to start with the children Vayikra, not Bereishis, and not Lech HaKol. You're supposed to start with Vayikra. Why? Says the Medrash, Al-Scholas HaKtam B'Sefer Vayikra, Yavah HaTahirim V'Yaskav HaTahorim. The pure ones come and deal with the pure ones. Meaning, Vayikra talks all about purity, Kedusha, holiness of the Karbonos. Children are the most holy. That's why I always say, like, why are parents or teachers or all these or random strangers you see in the movie theater always touching your kid's face? Because they're so pure. The face, the kid is so pure. All you want to do is you want to. Why is it? You just want to. I don't. Like, no one's coming to my face to touch. You know, touch like, because that kid is so tarred, so pure. So says the Medrash. Why is it you start with Parshas Vayikra? Because the pure one should come and start and you should learn stuff that deals with purity, karbonos and everything. Look inside, please. Leilich lechader or lekarvim or not. Look inside. I was like talking to my class there. Do whatever you want. You can text your girlfriend, whatever. Leilich lechader or lekarvim the Torah lemitzvos. A person should bring their ketanim and their children to mitzvos. Tzarech lalechas imam b'derech rakos v'nachos v'loshon chibo. A person has to be able to teach the kids with very soft and gentle and loving language. That's what says Vayikra loshon chibo. He says the same way. A rebbe or a teacher has to come into class with a loving way. That's what the Kaddish Baruch Hu is doing with Moshe. The Yikra Shemal Moshe. Rein Asha Ikasot Meshicha the Ketani Hadas Ashibir Agadol Bechinas Alef Zeira. He said, right now we're in Ikvas Meshicha. We're just that like little kid trying to make it through. We're that little Aleph, just trying to make it through. V'or Begalas Ena Kisei Shalom V'Chaser Aleph. We know the Medrash says Kaddish Baruch Hu's name is not full until Amalek is wiped out. Al Kain, second page. The Koram, the Chad, the Karvan, the Torah, Mitzvah, Sarfios, Vayikra, Beloshon, Chiba, Rakas, Anachas, Varachava. The same way Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with Moshe with great Ahava, Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with each and everyone with us with great Ahava. A few lines down, he quotes the Medrash and Shir Shirim Rabba. Shavar, Haisa, Pruta, Mitzuya, the Achshav, Shein, Pruta, Mitzuya, Yosu, Shein, Chol, Midashibu, Ein, Mavakash, Shema, Al Divi, Barachas, Venechamos. Okay, not for now. Now I want to go to the Gemara over here. Gemara says in Shabbos Lamadal Amadalaf, four lines down. Erev Shabbos im chashecha. Right, the Gemara says there. We actually say it if you daven nusach achshanas. It's like the thing that everyone like flies through right before Baruch Hu. Right on Erev Shabbos, you have to check three things. So he says, what does Erev Shabbos mean? Im chashecha. Erev Shabbos im chashecha means Romez leikvasot Mashiach. It's referring to the times right before Mashiach. It's referring to the heels of Mashiach. that tzarach lemimrenu benichusa. The Gemara says that you have to announce in your house if three things were checked, right? If the Erev is put up.
What?
What?
You said.
You have to announce three things. You have to announce the Erev, Hisartem, if the Meiser was taken off, Eravtem. Well, I forgot the third thing. I don't dive into
this.
What?
Candles.
Candles, right? Likos and air. Good. I dive into some svart, so it's okay for me not to know. But it's a Gemara, so I should know. And I also grew up with that Lashon Ashkenaz. But it says here, but tzarach leminru benichus, and you have to announce these things with great nachas. What does that mean, nachas? With great gentleness and joy. Haynu lisnag imisob benachas. V'chol tov ki heichad leklinu minei. So they'll be mekabel it. So that's the whole avoda. You want to know what Lashon Zeira means? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayikra Hashem Moshe. Hashem called out to Moshe with a Lashon Chiba. Hashem calls out to each and everyone else with a Lashon of Ahava. That's what Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. Nisan is all about change, all about Ahava, all about love. Spring is time. It's spring. I mean, it's really winter here. It's a little colder over here, but the things are changing. It's Parshas of Chodesh. The Chiddush Orim explains, I think we said last week, that there's two times of tshuva. Tishrei and El and Tishrei are tshuva meira. Right, our life's on the line. Judgment Day, right? Accidental sins, mitzvos. Adar and Nisan, it's a zman tshuva of ahava, it's a zman tshuva of love. When we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of us, it's very easy to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to love the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? I think they say from someone, not sure who, one of the Rebbes, why is it, how could Hashem tell us, we have to love Hashem with all our heart? How could God make that command on us? So you know what this Rebbe says? He says, what do we say right before Shema? We say, Abba Rabba. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBocher, Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava. If you see that Hashem loves you, the Mamish crazy in love with you, like you don't even know, then of course you don't love the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of us like a ben yachid, like his only son. If we actually understood that, we'd be literally on fire with the Ribbono Shel Olam. On fire. And that's really the vort from the Divrei Yisrael. Divrei Yisrael, you want to know how much Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe? He called out with love. And Ikus of the Mashiach, when the Jews are still getting together, even on Wednesday nights, or Thursday, usually Thursday nights, yeah. But Wednesday nights, we'll take a vote maybe later, what exactly what we should do, but I think we'll keep it for now, if we don't have any disclaimers. I thank everyone for making the help for tonight. We have to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. But once we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people, we have to do something with that as well. If Kluger writes, he said, why is it that people are jealous of other people? Because you don't have any love for yourself. You don't have any self-esteem. Why is it someone's jealous of someone? Because you're jealous of something you don't have. If someone actually has full love of themselves in a healthy way, not in a cocky way or arrogant way, but a real, genuine self-confidence, genuine, he focuses on good things within himself, then he's able to see the good in others. Jew wakes up in the morning, you say, Moda ani fenecha melechavi v'kayam, shechazar tabi nishmasi b'chem l'rab emunasecha. You have emunah in me, Rav Pinkus says. Rabbi Munasecha, you have a moment. You give me another day on this earth. Now I have to spread your love. Hashem, you love me. Now I have to spread your love. It's very easy to look down on others. But once we realize how much Hashem is obsessed with us, then we could spread the love. And that's really the next word from the Yisra Bracha. We're back to the Yisra Bracha, Baruch Hashem, because we're up to Sefer Vayikra. Still have to get Shemos, but I have another year to get back to get Shemos. So the whole word here, we're not going to go through the whole word because we have still other things to see, but he really focuses on the midah of Ahavas Yisrael. He says that, if you look at the second column, he says that the Mishnah says in Avos, Torah of Avodah Bilat Chasadim, that the world says on three things. And we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, actually, quotes on the bottom there, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Kriyas is by three places. By the Sneh, by the Olam Moed, and by Har Sinai. So he says, what's dafka all these three places together? The Sneh, the Sinai, and Olam Moed. He connects it to this mission of Torah, Avodah, Emilas Chasadim. So he says that, why did Hashem, he quotes the Medrash, why did Hashem reveal himself by the Sneh? What was going on over there when Moshe Rabbeinu was with the flock? Right in the middle of the desert. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kasavti B'Torah, Imo Anochi B'Tzara. Right? What was going on with the bush? What does Rashi say right there? That Hashem says, I'm with you. And I'm with you. What did we see there? Just the bush had fire, but what was going on? Was it being consumed? What was the message? What was the message Hashem was saying? That the Jews are in pain, but I'm with you. I'm with you. And that's, he says, that's the avoda of a Jew. A avoda of a Jew is to care for another person. And he says, that's why the Gemara says on Shabbos, right? The ger comes to Hillel. He says, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. And what does Hillel say? Whatever you don't want done to your friend, don't do. Whatever you don't want done to yourself, don't do to your friend. And the rest of the Torah is an explanation. Yeah. And he says, yeah, that's the whole avoda. That's why Yichan Shami Sol Neged Ahar, Kulanu Ke'achab, Kirei Ki'ishecha B'levachar. That's the whole vort. The whole vort of Pesach is to be able to realize how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And once we realize how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then we can love other Jews. The Kedushas Levi explains, and he goes on to, he gets a little fancy. I don't want to go through all the pratim, but I just want to just to understand this on a little more of a deeper level. Kedushas Levi is very famous. Kedushas Levi. Talking about the Kedushas Levi, someone who, when he saw the matzah on this first night, he would literally shake. He was so excited. Like he had, like, the Svarim say that he would, like, you have to go under the table because he was mamish so besimcha. It's like what he would do with the lulav and esrog also. So Kedushas Levi says that Pesach is called two of the names for Pesach is called Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. Two of the names, right? I know Chag HaAviv also very good. But what he wants to understand, what's Chag HaPesach, what's Chag HaMatzos? This is, if you only came for tonight for this vort, if I lost you already, this is the vort that hopefully you'll take home. This is something that I try to think about a lot. Kishus Levi says the following. He says, the Gemara says in Brachos that Hashem wears tefillin and the Jews wear tefillin. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Anyone ever see Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who's like the Jews? Who's like the Yidden? There's no one like Chal Yisrael. What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Shema Kena Shema Echad. Says the Kedushas Levi, what's written in Hashem's tefillin? Praise of the Jews. What's written in our tefillin? Praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani the Dodi, the Dodi Li. That's why there's a minute of Chassidim to Dafka stay up after the Seder to say Shir Shir. Shir Shir is one big love story between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not passing out from the wine. It happened to me a couple years ago. I could barely get to Shir Shir. I told my wife, the second night we'll get to Shir Shir. It's grape juice in the third and fourth cup, Maisa, if you can. If you can, it's also good. But the Maisa, definitely will yayin on the first cup. That's what the Svarim say. But you could also do grape juice, too.
You all four.
Or you could do all four, if you like Ben. Says the Kedushas Levi, you want to know why it's called Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos?
And Shir Shir.
And Shir Shir. Chag HaPesach, who are we talking about? Hashem passed over. What? Who are we talking good about? Chag HaPesach, talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chag HaMatzos. We didn't wait for the matzah to rise. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising us. You went even when the bread wasn't ready to be raised, if that's a word, to be risen, whatever. You went to Midbar. Kadosh Baruch Hu's, so each one, Kedushas Levi says, each one's looking for the good in each other. Pesach, this whole month of Nisan, Pesach, it's all about finding the good in each other, finding the good in the Rabbanu Shalom. And he says, and Rav Kluger writes on page number 5, and he says this is actually the avoda of really what of Rava to Ravin is all about. Rava to Ravin, we know, hopefully please God to get together maybe for Shal Shudis. Rava to Ravin, no brought them by the Arizal. It's a very, very special time. It's of the desire of the desires of the week. It's the Ne'ila of the week. Right? We know that Ne'ila is the last part of Shabbos. So Shal Shudis is the Ne'ila, is the holiest time of the week. So he says over here, the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Yakrib oso lertzono. You have to bring the carbon to his ratzon, to Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. Kofan oso achi yom rotza ani. You have to force him until he says that he wants to. What's that referring to? I believe it's referring to a halacha in the Rambam. The Hilchas Gershon is actually a very interesting halacha that if someone doesn't want to give his wife a get, you get a couple chever together, yeah. Take a couple Louisville Slugger bats, go to Modell's or whatever they have down here. I don't even know what they have. Go to Modell's or Sporting Goods or Sports Authority that closed down on 441. Dick Sporting Goods. Get a couple bats and you find out where the guy down in the middle of afternoon, you shake him down. I think a couple years ago, a couple guys in Muncie got arrested for this, so don't try this at home. But the Maisa, the Rambam says that works. If you actually, what happens? You give him the couple wax and he says, okay, I want to give the get. How's that good? He doesn't want to. The only reason he wants to is why?
He's getting beaten up.
He's scared about his life. So the whole vort he says, and really all those farms say, that sometimes some of us just need a little bit of encouragement. Some of it is encouragement with words, and some of it is encouragement with a couple bats. But what is it? Down deep, every Jew wants to do the right thing. Even this guy, when he says, Rotsa ani, I want to give the get. It might look like he's only doing it because of fear, but really, what's he revealing? It's revealing his inner essence. his inner essence that he wants to do the right thing. That's what Moshe Wolfson says, that the gematria of Yom Kippur is gematria rotze ani. So Yom Kippur and Purim is the day that we totally megala our full essence. And he writes, the tzon of this whole idea of this whole month of Nisan of Pesach is to understand how much a Jew, right, go to the underline, hakol hu rak avor gilui neshamas Yisrael, hamegal miskvod yisparch. All you want to do is megala kavod shemayim. That tachas ikar hakol nishma Yisrael baritzonos l'shvehem. All you want to do is to reveal godliness in our world, to see how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and to, when we do that, we're able to show how much we love each other. But the first thing is we have to realize how much the Rabbanu Shalom loves us. To think about it. What did I do today that will make Hashem proud? Don't start off negative, because usually we always start off negative. We start off positive. And if you messed up, okay, you get back on the wagon, and you start over. Start with the last idea, and we'll end with the Maisa. I had a quote from the Reb Shlomo's Haggadah. So I can't do it justice, but we'll try. It says Reb Shlomo, on the pasuk Vanitzak al Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, the Jews cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know why we're never really happy nowadays? It's not because the Rangers get rid of their whole team, or because of the Jets getting terrible quarterbacks. It's the following. Because when we have to cry, we don't really cry. We're living in a world where from a certain age on, you don't cry. What's wrong with crying? Says Reb Shlomo, we don't know how to cry. We don't know how to laugh. We don't laugh out of joy anymore. Children, when they cry, they cry. And when they laugh, they laugh. It's so true. Friends, I can tell you, only tell you. Whenever you want to cry, cry with all your heart. You know much better you'll feel after you if you really cry. But when you cry, do it before Kadosh Baruch Hu, then suddenly great joy from heaven will descend into your heart. Reb Shlomo was saying, when you do things, do it the right way. Do it with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do it. If you're in a certain mood, channel that reaction to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're in a sad mood, don't let that sad mood go to waste and just get ba'atzos and binge on Netflix for the next 5 hours. Use that avodah, use that opportunity now to connect with Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to end off with the story of Shlomo Zalman. Before we get to Shlomo Zalman, we saw just to review. We saw the Divrei Yisrael. He says, why is it Vayikra Lashon Chiba? To show Kadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Moshe. Why do you start with Vayikra? For the children, but they should know the pure ones should come to the pure ones in purity. And that's the dafka, the whole essence of Parshas, of the whole essence of Vayikra. Everything has to be done, especially in the days that we live in. It's Ikvus and Meshicha, has to be done with love and great care to see how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. Once we do that, then we can be like the Hillel. When Hillel tells the Ger, you want to convert? First you have to love Jews, then you could, the rest of the Torah. The rest of the Torah comes from there. And that's Habor Chabay Yisrael B'Ahava. Once you realize how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you, then you could love Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you could love His creations. And that's what Shal Shudas is, and that's really what a Jew's all about. Parshas HaChodesh, a time of renewal, a time of looking at our relationship as new, and realizing how much we love the Rebbeinu, how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So the Sefer Shlomo Zalman was once sitting in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, and his students came over to him and said, Rebbe, we have a great place to do Berachos Eilonos. Right, Berachos Eilonos is the bracha, comes around once a year in the month of Nisan to say the bracha. He said, we found it in the trees. And a new fruit tree. They have them around here somewhere. So you have to look for it, Ezra Shem. So Rabbi Shlomo said, no, I actually have one. He said, no, Rabbi, come on, the lashon of the bracha is that it's, you should say it plural. The lashon of the, it says etzos, it says etzim, whatever in the bracha.
Yeah.
So it's hit or mitzvah. It's the most beautifying way to be able to go to this field. And so he said, no, I'm going to a certain place. They said, okay, where are you going? He said, I'm going to there's a widow who lives in Yerushalayim, who lives in Sanhedria, which we've all been there before. And she's a widow, and she has a tree in her backyard. And every year I know when she comes to her window and she sees Jews making the bracha on her tree, it always gives her a sense of encouragement, chizuk. So at the end of the day, I think these maises of Moshe, these maises of Shlomo Zalman, the bigger you get in your Torah, the bigger Talmid Chacham you are, the bigger your avos Yisrael. Hashem bless us, the more we grow in our Torah, the more we grow in our love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more our love will grow for each other. Zochim et Hashem to come together as one, and we zochim to come together to bring our Karan Pesach in Yerushalayim.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait,